أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله ورسوله ولا تولوا عنه وأنتم تسمعون ولا تكونوا كالذين قالوا سمعنا وهم لا يسمعون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 20 and 21 of Surah Al-Anfal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa rasulah. O those who believe, be obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah had begun the surah with this command, ati'u Allah wa rasulah. And again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reiterates this command. Thereafter Allah says, وَلَا تَوَلَّوْا عَنْهُ, and do not turn away from him. وَأَنْتُمْ تَسْمَعُونَ, whilst you hear. Some ayahs before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the reason why Allah ta'ala had sent down his punishment, particularly upon the Quraysh, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ شَاقُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. That was because they opposed Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is calling for in the ummah, in the believers, is complete adherence to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how is that going to be achieved? By listening, وَأَنْتُمْ تَسْمَعُونَ, whilst you listen. Now ulama have expressed that there are very many stages of listening. One is a person, he hears the voice of someone speaking, but he doesn't take care or heed of the words that the person is speaking. Generally, we will hear the words, but then there are times when we do not care to understand, and there are times when we would want to understand. After understanding, then a person brings iman, a person brings faith in what is being said, and then thereafter a person practices. So it's not just about hearing or listening, but it is about understanding, bringing iman and practicing. And this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about in this ayat, that do not turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst you hear, you listen to the words of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants that hearing, that listening, that you listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you understand, or you take time to understand, you take care about understanding the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you bring iman in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you practice upon the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is for the believers themselves. Now if you take out one of these four, if we remove, for example, practice, a person heard, he understood, he brought iman, he did three out of the four, then that person will be a believer undoubtedly, because he believes. But then he doesn't listen, he doesn't practice upon what he has heard, then such a person is regarded as a sinner, such a person is regarded as disobedient in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you take out another one, that a person heard, he understood, but then he didn't bring iman, then that is nifaq, that is hypocrisy. That he took time to hear the message of Allah, he understood this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the person didn't bring iman, and obviously he's not going to practice, then that is nifaq and hypocrisy. And then one stage worse than that is a person hears the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't care to understand the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that point already he's drifted away, he's moved away. Hence, that will be the condition of a kafir. And that is what was happening in Makkah Mukarrama amongst the Quraysh and around Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the disbelievers, that they heard these words of Allah. To understand would mean to understand the meaning of the words. They would understand the translation of all of that. But they didn't care to listen to this message in a way that they will understand this message of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And that is why they brought about so many objections against the Quran Kareem. And so many words they would speak against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many allegations they made against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا. And do not be like those who said سَمِعْنَا, that we heard, وَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. But the truth and the reality is that they have not heard at all. In other words, they didn't take care about listening to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attentively, understanding it, bringing iman, and then practicing on the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here in these two ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to hear very attentively the words of Allah, bring iman in it, understand it, bring iman in it, and practice upon the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.